The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. Great to be here, as always. And we have a really comforting topic today. We're going to work with Archangel Raphael. Raphael is the healing angel, known as the healing angel, also known as the physician of heaven. And this angel is wonderful for anything that needs healing, physical, emotional, spiritual, anything that needs healing, pain, you know, loss. You know, this is a beautiful angel to work with. It's a gentle, calm feeling. And this angel resonates with the color green to me because it's a renewal energy. It's moving forward. It's a healing color. And it's also the color of the heart chakra. So I always feel a calming effect working with Archangel Raphael. And I want you to know that I've never not had, some things are so painful that we might be going through. And because we're going through transformative times, and we will be into 2021, we're still going through this evolving process, 2020 being a very big year, of course. What a great angel to get to know and work with. Now, if you work in the healing arts or you are a light worker, a lot of times we work with Michael and Raphael together. I do, as an energy healer, as a spiritual teacher, I work with both of them a lot because together it's a great combination. Whenever you're just not sure, you always have your guardian angel there that will guide and direct you. But these two angels overall are absolutely wonderful. Michael, yes, clears away the fears, cuts the cords of anything toxic, helps to just remove the things that don't need to be there. Also is a very logical-minded, career-oriented, let's get a plan together, and just fearless. Where Raphael comes in, and it's very gentle nudging, gentle hints, reminders of what you can do to help move healing along in your life. Nobody, including angels, can really violate a free will or do anything with that, because if a person doesn't want it, you can always ask an angel to, or ask them to go and help someone. Because when this topic comes up, a lot of people want to know how they can help somebody else. Absolutely, you can ask for that. But if the person refuses or rejects it, what's sent to them, we let that go. You have to respect it. So I want to make sure everybody's aware of that, because we can't just control what other people are doing. Probably one of the biggest things we have to learn while we're here on Earth, because we want our loved ones to be okay, according to us, if you think about it. But we're going to talk about self-care a little bit more today, because we need self-care as we're moving forward and we're learning all these new things. We are out of the comfort zone pretty much all the time right now, this whole year, and that will continue. We're starting to learn that the new norm is out of the comfort zone. We've talked about the comfort zone for years, but now we're really feeling like, wow, okay, there really can't find a way to get back to it. You don't want to be in it right now, because you can't create something new if you're in your comfort zone. You just settle, you're content. You're not building something new in the comfort zone. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the comfort zone, but we're in a creative process right now, building a whole new everything the way everything works right now in this world and in our lives and in our journeys. So out of the comfort zone is the norm right now, and we will be out of it for a while. We have the last few months of the year coming up, and I have been talking about that a little bit, and I'm going to explain a little bit about those months, September, October, November, December, just a little bit. We'll go over them closer as we go through the months like we always do. But today I want to give you some tools before we just really go forward into these last few months of 2020. And I've been talking about a lot of different angels in the last couple of weeks about how you can work with them. Today it'll be about Archangel Raphael. Now, if for some reason you feel overloaded, overwhelmed at any time with any of the things that are going on in your life in this upcoming few months or now, ask Michael to take the fear away, for one, because the overwhelm and anxiety is very associated with a fear energy. So we want to get that out of the way. Then ask Raphael to come in and say, I just need to see it differently, or I need a new path. Remember, he's an angel of renewal and healing. Healing is renewal. Healing is rejuvenation. Healing is we've let go of old and we're bringing something new in to replace what will be better for us. All kinds of things. And some of us are trying to let go of things that are falling out of our lives. And some of them might be hard. Whatever it is, whether it's a situation or person, whatever. But we don't want to keep holding on to something that's trying to leave, because now we're holding everybody back, including the person trying to leave. I mean, everybody's got their journeys here. And it'll make more sense, you know, later. But we want to go through and learn as much as we possibly can while we're out of the comfort zone. We're in the creative mode, whether you know it or not. And people are awakening more and more. People are looking for answers. They're not satisfied with the way it was. It's like, no, we can't keep doing it that way anymore. And they may not even be, according to you, on a spiritual path at all, but they're still going through the shifts and changes too. So we need to be focusing more inward. I want to throw something out there at you. I've heard this year that, you know, a lot of people were dealing with, you know, if they're more social and they're used to going to work every day in an office or out somewhere, and then all of a sudden we were all in lockdown at home with the pandemic. Well, and then there was people dealing with, you know, social, like not having enough connection with people. And what was interesting to me is I understand that if you're very social, but when you go on a spiritual path, it will take you inward. It's a little bit more private. So some of you, I've also been hearing, some of you have been feeling more inward. You're heeding the call. You're hearing that because we go inward to learn and grow doing different. I'm not saying everybody's going to be doing this all at the same time. But if you have been feeling, I'm not feeling that social thing, I'm feeling like I want to just be more inward, then that's your higher, to me, that is the higher self calling you inward to listen, because there's new things for you to discover within you. And that's where you're going to find them. So there's not a right or wrong here. It's just that it may be different for some of you. I know that I've felt more of the inward, you know, more this year than ever. And I am more of an inward, you know, person. I'm very philosophical, and I really am always about all this stuff to the point where it's a really deep for some people, you know, in regular conversation. But if you're feeling that way, then you want to listen and go inward. You want to work with your meditations. You want to work on, well, why do I feel like I want to be this way? And it has been confused a little bit with, am I getting depressed? What's going on? Why do I feel so different about it? Everybody else is miserable because they can't socialize all the time, but I'm just fine. I'm just putting it out there that there's different perspectives and different experiences going on out there. I'm very aware of, and I understand both, but I do feel more of the inward as well. And you don't want to dishonor that or think there's something wrong with that. That's what I want to put out there. There's nothing wrong if you're feeling that inward pull. That's your spiritual war, your spiritual growth working. It's just time for you to go inward to learn some different things, maybe some aspects, self-respect. Maybe there's something about grounding more. All of these things are self-care. We're going to go through some things that Raphael can help you with today. We're going to go over some of the things that could be challenging over the next few months because it's all coming up to the surface to be dealt with. And then we're going to work with some self-care tips. So those are the topics. That's where I'm going with the show today because I just feel that this is such a valuable tool for everyone. I mean, this is just so important. And I know that I'm a lot better if I just take that time for self-care. One of the biggest things we'll start off with in self-care is grounding when you're feeling overwhelmed and you're trying to multitask and it's just not working. I'm noticing that with different people or different situations that multitasking used to be the thing, you know. I mean, they expected that when you're at work, when you're working for a company or whatever, and you're like multitasking. Overachieve. It's feeling different this year for a lot of us. Like this multitasking is just not working. You'll find that if you are able in your situation to pull that apart a little bit and, you know, make your list if you have to, this is a highly recommended calming down, get rid of the overwhelm. This came from all the angels, actually, between Michael and Samuel, the one step at a time angel. Michael, like, okay, overwhelm, you know, anxiety, let's get rid of that. Raphael comes in behind that and he's like, you know what? We're going to focus on that one step at a time and we're going to just slow down the pace a little bit and appreciate the journey of where we are. It's more of a stop and be more aware. You know, I'm just rushing through life so fast, I'm missing everything. I mean, sometimes if you ever notice your routines in the morning, if you're rushing around so fast to hurry up and get this, get that, go, you know, hurry up, feed your pet, your dog, your cat. Okay, hurry up, let do this, do that. You're missing. And then you realize, you're starting to realize, well, I'm missing a lot of stuff here. You're missing the peacefulness and the joy of the journey when we rush through or we're trying to do too many things at once. Believe it or not, even the tasks we don't really want to do, like house cleaning or something, you know, you can actually find a different appreciation for you're clearing your space and you're clearing your energy. So there's quite a bit here that can just bring the whole level of overwhelm down. And that's going to be very helpful in the months coming up. So with that, I'm taking a quick break before I really dive in. I do want to welcome everyone that is joining us. You may be joining us on Transformation Talk Radio, our network. We're also live streaming on Facebook through the network. We're also on my YouTube channel. That's Jen Royster. If you just look that up, you can find the YouTube. We have the live chat open. We have some people over there. So welcome to everyone. I see you over there. Awesome to see you guys. And if you are still looking for everything, you can just go to my website, jenroyster.com. I have things embedded there on the talk show page. You can find it that way. And just welcome, welcome for being here and joining us today in this show. Now, before I go on the break, I picked I selected a photo for this show, and I absolutely love the message in this one. And I'm going to read it for those that are on audio. Self-love is not about treating yourself with dark chocolate or bubble bath from time to time. It is about choice to create a life that you don't need to escape from. I want everybody to think about that. Where in your life, and the reason I read it is because everybody, whether you can see that picture or not, that's all in the show talk show page on my site too. But if you think about where do I feel like I need to escape in my life, that's going to be some great clues for your healing on how you can work with Raphael. All right. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Call Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
And welcome back to the show. All right, we're going to start diving in. I'm going to break it down into a couple of different sections to help it make more sense as to how Raphael is very powerful with these areas. First of all, the overview quickly. When you look at astrology, 2020 has always been one of those transformative years in a massive way. And it started off January 12th, 2020 with Saturn-Pluto. That was a big conjunction that just really started everything. The goal and the theme of the year has been, we need to work together, not against each other, if you think about it. And you're going to see those power struggles. Some of the cosmic alignments that were taking place this year or still are, they have been linked to some of the things that we're seeing that we don't like illness, the mass disease thing, the government stuff, the unrest, the power struggles, all that kind of stuff, major change, you know, things like that. Yes, it is associated with that. It's all coming up to be healed, renewed, redone, restructured, something, make it better, okay? But to work together in it, we have to learn how to work together. And we're figuring that out still, I think. So here we've been catapulted into this transformative everything on a collective level. We're all feeling some of those. And then as an individual, we're feeling them. Now, we've also had several retrogrades, a lot of retrogrades. Mars retrograde, which is right now, that's going September to November 13th. It started on the 9th, which was yesterday. And we're going to see some repeats maybe from earlier in the year. You might see some things that happened at the beginning of the year in the next couple of months with some of that. That's a heavy focus on the past, revisiting the past. With the Mars in the September to November, it's a very, very focused on revisiting the past, figuring it out, ironing it out. What have we been dealt? What's going on? What's been presented that is going to be our path? How can we work with it? And then when December comes, it's a fresh, brand new alignment and energy. Yay, I know. That's when Jupiter, you know, comes back into it. And so Jupiter has been in and out of this, causing some expansive energy, really giving us the ability to just go for it. And when you're in a situation like we've had this year, we feel more like, you know what? What have I got to lose? That's kind of a way to look at it, but it's, what have I got to lose? I may as well go for it because, you know, when is it going to ever be any different unless I just do that? We're learning that. We're learning it's not going to change till I decide because of free will. We have free will, right? Remember that. The Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, that happens every few decades. So that's very special, and that's coming at the end of the year. So that should start us off into 2021 a little bit differently. So if we look at the different aspects of, let's start with September, which we're in, this is the one where the theme word would be patience. Patience. Yes, this one is where, okay, this has just got to stop. It's kind of that theme, like, okay, whatever's going on here, this just needs to stop. We need something different. This is needing change. It needs to be uprooted, repotted, plant. Think of a garden. It's just time to redo it. Things need to go that aren't working anymore. And to have some patience. Have patience with ourselves. This is the self-care message that was very big for September with Raphael. Patience with ourselves. We're not going to have it all perfect. We're not going to have it all figured out. We're going to be going through it. And it's a learning curve as we go through it. We're going to be figuring it out as we go. Everybody is. The patience with others. They're trying to figure it out too, but maybe not the way you do. You're going to see some frustration, some, you know, maybe displaced anger or aggravation, you know, because people are just like, you know, it doesn't always make sense, but we need to have some patience through September. I asked Raphael, what can we do to help us with that? And the slow breaths, remember the slow breathing, the heart breath, the four in, the four out. Whenever you just feel like it's getting in, you're getting in over your head and it's just too much, that is really one of the best things in the world. It'll help ground you. It helps bring you back into the now. And it immediately works with the nervous system, fight or flight, and helps you just, okay, I got to get grounded. I got to get back in the game here. I'm clear thinking. I'm here. Instead of the overwhelm and anxiety that can cause the scattered thinking and more of the escape, like, wait, I'm shutting down. I can't think straight. You'll find that you'll go back and forth sometimes with that, but you have power within you to just slow down and stop and take a second. You know what? Taking a minute. It's really putting a focus more. And Raphael brought this up to me because I was doing a prayer and meditation before we started the show. And I was asking him, you know, literally like, what do I need to share with them from you? I do that all the time, but that was real specific this morning. And it was like this, we're uprooting at the same time we're looking to plant new roots. So we'll feel the simultaneous back and forth. We'll also feel, I'm not sure. I feel a little lost. And there's this anchoring in that our soul, when we anchor in and we ground, we feel stable. It brings the clarity to mind. And also for our immune systems and your health, stress just really doesn't do anybody any good on all levels. That's all out there in so much research. Like stress is stress. So this also helps with that. This helps you to feel empowered versus, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. Even in the worst of everything, you can just go, you know what? I've got this. Nobody can take that. Nobody can be controlling of it because it's yours. That's what you want to remember. Now, you'll feel that, you know, this balance, this needs to shift. It needs to change. That's all the September stuff going on. Now, As I say all that, because this month will be one that makes you feel like you need some patience, what does Raphael help with? Like I said, he is the healing angel. He can heal with all things. So sometimes when we're going through stressful things, it can kick up habits, addictions, cravings, you know, things like that. You know, you can ask him to help you with that. Like, you know, I'm stressing and now I'm going for that comfort food or whatever it is you do. Or, oh man, I'm starting my bad habits up again. You don't want to be hard on yourself. Be patient, but ask for that assistance to help you ease up and feel like, you know, I don't need this to do this to me. I can work. Raphael's wonderful with that. If you know people that struggle with that, you can ask and pray about that and ask Raphael to see, you know, go there. They have to accept, though. Keep that in mind. I'm just going to remind you, we can't violate a free will. They have to want it. You can always ask, but they can always say yes or no. So just keep that in mind. That's just the real reality of that. But on a physical level, anything you might be dealing with, you can ask for that assistance, like for that gentle nudging or that guidance. Like, what could I do to help myself here? What could I do different? Or what could I stop doing? You know, you'll get these gentle nudges, and it kind of repeats a lot. I've noticed that with Raphael, that if you've asked for something or help with something like that, it's like, oh, there's that message again. And it's not to nag you, but it's kind of like a gentle nagging, but it's not to nag you, but it is to remind you, you asked, and this is the answer. So it's like, when are you ready to, you know, come on board with it? Also, he's not just for humans, animals too. So I know we have a lot of fires and things like that out west, and I've been seeing that and been praying for animals and the humans, everybody. You can ask for that comfort and healing for whatever's going on in any situation. Space clearing, filling the room. Like, I like to use Michael and Raphael for when I'm clearing space or clearing energy. I have Michael just pull away all the lower frequencies and cut the cords, the toxic, the fears, anything like that. Then I work with Raphael to fill that space that's been cleared with healing and loving energy that is just so amazing. And it's just renewal and vitality. And you can feel the life filling the room or you again. Whether you're clearing your home or clearing yourself, you can do the same thing. I really like that. Also, protection. We talked last week about the protection of the angels. They're going to be they're there for us through this whole thing. So absolutely. So that's all there for that. And know that you can ask at any time you need something, you just ask. You can ask for say you're going through a spiritual shift. Spiritual healing is healing from old beliefs that were very toxic or hurtful or painful or caused a lot of suffering or fear. Beliefs in general, if you're looking and you're shifting and I'm not going that way anymore. I'm changing. Very healing angel to work with, because there is no preference of the right or wrong. Whatever is right for you. I really want you to hear that. So September is going to feel a little bit like, okay, it's coming up. It's disgruntled. It feels like, okay, it's going to take that deep breath for that patience. That's September. Let's move on. October is a different feeling. October is the letting go. Okay, here we are. Let's let go. There's a couple of full moons coming up then. And it starts and ends with full moon. So there's two in October. And those are release, you know, let it go. So we're going to figure out what we need to do here in September in the next couple of weeks. So you figure out, all right, enough's enough. We're done with that. And then October is going to be letting things go, being encouraged to move on, let it go. Personal, hopefully collective, we'll figure that out too. If you feel something is just not working and it feels like it's just weighing you down, consider that that might be something to release. Raphael's very good for helping you with that void. Now, this was the part I want you to hear. We talk about releasing and letting go, and then it feels kind of strange. We let go of a lot of things. It could be relationships or situations, and then we don't know what to do. There's this void that feels awkward. That's out of the comfort zone, by the way. It's a blank slate to help you create something new. The void, the empty space, the space in between is awkward for a lot of us, but it's a much needed area. We need to clear out. If you clear out your closet, now it's empty. Now, what are you going to put back in it? It's like that. So you have this empty space. It can make you feel a bit indecisive or like confused. You might even feel tired or lethargic. You know, you might feel like that a little bit. Just this is where we go within. This is where we go, you know what? I want to rewrite this chapter. I want to start a different pathway here on my journey. I want to do this differently. Those blank slates, those voids, those spaces in between after all the clearing are very beneficial. Very beneficial. Don't try to avoid them. Don't try to rush through them. Let them be in your timing the way they need to be for however long it might need to be or short. Divine timing is where you want to go. You want to align with that because it pulls it and it flows in perfectly for you. So that's what Raphael has for that one. And it's a big releasing month. So just after being patient and seeing what we got to deal with or what we need to work on or what we need to let go of in September, that's what we do in October. Now, if we move on to November, now think about everything that has been going on this year, especially. Do you know what to trust? Doesn't trust feel strange this year? Yeah, it's like, I don't know if I can trust that. I don't know if that. Yeah, that's been going on. Well, the theme for November is connecting with trust again. Trusting in yourself. You know, and I see this too. If you were believing something and you were trusting it, and then you find out it was totally not what it said it was or whatever it was. And now you just feel like, I can't believe I was believing in that. You've got to stop beating yourself up. That and it's like, I'm never trusting. And it does do that. This has been a strange one. But now that all broke down because the old had to, all of those ties had to be broken. Now we need to build that trust again in what will take us forward. Raphael, again, it's like, be patient with this. This is a trust thing. What works really well in November for that month will be gratitude. What you really, really taking the time to feel grateful for what you have, what's there, where you still are, where you don't, you know, that grateful that you realized that needed to go away. Have you ever thought about that? Oh, wow. I'm glad that became aware to me so I could move on. Things like that. That's where your power lies. It's all within you. And trust is going to feel, that's a third chakra. Trust is the power center, whose power, you know. And with all the tension that we've been experiencing and not knowing what to trust and things like that, this is going to be where big shifts and change start to move us toward 2021. Remember, this is wrapping up for the whole year, and it's quite a bit. It's wrapping up. So you want to go inward. You can trust you. Remember that. A lot of you don't. That's a self-care thing that's very important. A lot of us don't trust our own selves because we may have believed in something that didn't work out. Or our dream or our approach to something didn't work out. So now we don't trust our decisions. I might know this is where we're going to learn to trust those decisions and go inward. Spending time with getting to know who you are on your higher self level, your soul self, that side of you knows exactly what's the right thing and right path for you and the timing. We don't have to work as hard as we think. It's actually easier than we make it to be. We make it so hard because we're trying to put it into this dimensional world, this physical world, something that's very spiritual. And it doesn't go by those rules. It's different. This is you inside. That you inside is like the aspect of the divine that is trying to express itself through you. That's what you want to do. That's what makes sense to me. That's what I'm sharing with you. There's also going to be eclipses in that month. So eclipses intensify the energies, okay? So you want to hold on to the grateful gratitude. You want to hold on to the light in your life. You want to hold on to that. And it's not to be afraid of it. It's just that you want to keep your heart focused on the love in your life. And it's not just about romantic love. I always feel like I have to explain that because it always goes there for some people. But I want you to know it's about love, period. Just high energy, divine love. Divine love is the healing energy. You want to fill your heart with that because we've been learning to do heart-centered choices. And so we really want to stay focused on that. We really want to go there. Raphael is the color of the heart chakra, the green energy. And if you were to think, Raphael, help me to anchor love in my heart as I make these choices and I move in a different direction or improve what I'm already doing, it might be something like that. That's still a change. And then what are you grateful for? That's going to be your theme. It's a beautiful month, actually. I like it a lot. This is a forgiveness. Like, where can we forgive and let go, move on? You know, how can we support ourselves and maybe somebody else? November will feel like that. December, let's go into December. December is, this is the end of the year where we're usually celebrating, we're wrapping it up, and we're wondering already, how is the holiday season going to be this year, right? We're already feeling like that. Don't get so preoccupied and fretting that. Be in the moment. Live each month as we approach it. But there's going to be a focus on your gifts. Like, what did, as we finalize, and we're going to look at this spiritually, not the holidays so much, but if you went through this whole year and there was disruption to you and life changed for you suddenly, whether you chose it or it just happened and you were on that path anyway, what are the gifts that you can find out of everything that happened? Where have you grown? A lot of the challenges could have been very difficult. I know it's been tough for some people out there, a lot of people actually. But what could we learn and how did we find our strength through that? You want to appreciate the lessons and the growth, whether it was tough or not, in December. Where can you appreciate what 2020 brought you? I know. What can you appreciate about the year? What did it bring? Because the more we appreciate and have gratitude in law of attraction, the more we see that in our life. So we're still working. This has been a year of working with law of attraction very much, whether you knew it or not. In 2021, the universe will get louder, but we've been gradually been prepared for it. And there's a solar eclipse that month, and it's just the dawning of a brand new everything. So we'll wrap it up then. Raphael brings a lot of comfort, and he just fills. I can feel where he is filling the space. And I've experienced this personally. And the more I experienced it, I realized this is a message. This is a message of, this is what we need to do more of. And I wanted to make sure I shared it because we fill those spaces more with the love. And if you like color for color in working with energy, use the color green, use the renewal, and then that appreciation and gratitude. And working on trust. So do you see all the rebuilding? So September is kind of finalizing. That's the finalized month. That's a 9. That's the energy of, all right, let's get this on the table and wrap it up. October, we start to let it go. What needs to go? Don't hold on to things that are trying to leave your life. Try to let it go. I know. Then we're going to build our trust. So do you see where the last 3 months are already starting to rebuild the new? So you're going to let it go. You're going to start to build your trust back up in something, maybe completely different, everything. And this is as a collective and as an individual. And then December, wow, okay, we're settling into this. We're really settling into this. And it's going to just fortify everything before we move into 2021. And 2021 will still be a year of transformation. It's not, they really did us a favor not throwing it all at us at once, honestly. It has been building. This was one of the busiest years for that. 2021 will continue to change and transform, but it's been gradual, believe it or not, just faster because the frequencies are higher. It's just going to keep coming in like that. And it doesn't mean, oh no, more problems. Now that's not a gratitude mindset. That's more of a, what, let me see what I can find that's wrong. If we focus on all those things, we're missing all the things that are, oh, wonderful. They're there. It's natural to go, oh, great. Is that going to happen? That's natural. Don't be hard on yourself when you do that. Everybody does that. I do it too. It's like, oh, wait, what if that happens? But if you stay so focused on everything that could go wrong, you're missing all the wonderful things that are happening that are blessings in your life. Raphael reminds me of that all the time. And it calms me. It calms me and it takes the energy of the anxiety away when you feel like, oh, what I got to do, what I got to do. You don't have to. So on that, let me catch up and say hello to everyone. Hello over in YouTube. Hello. Good morning to everyone. Oh, that's a wonderful. Karen's feeling a lot of the healing deeply and appreciation for the clarity. Good. Awesome. Hello, Candace. Hello, Jody. We got people from everywhere. Beth, we have Robin, Shadana. Hello, guys. It's good to see you guys. How is everyone doing? I see Karen's over in the smoky California. I do hope you are safe and everyone is getting through that. I know that's a tough one out there. We're over in the hurricane season, so we're watching the Atlantic a lot. Yeah, we're okay. We're okay, but we have to keep an eye on it really tight right now. So I know they got the fires and we have all the water. I wish we could balance that out. I know. Well, hello, Jules. Hello to you. So does anybody have anything they want to share on some of the things I've been talking about? Have you experienced that need? That's what I want to know. Have you experienced that feeling of, I do want to go more inward. I want to be a little bit more, I don't know how to explain it, because it's like you want to feel more to yourself. And at the same time, it's a year of we're working it out together. But if you feel that need to pull inward, I was talking about that earlier in the show. If you feel that need to pull inward, it's because there's information there. You want that information because then you'll be able to work it out in a group collective. And Candace has snow. Wow. Okay. We have, well, we got the weather covered, don't we? So I know we've got the weather covered. Yes. I want everyone to know that we are in all these crazy times. Who's feeling any physical things like fatigue, headaches, maybe some foggy thinking? That's part of some of the energy right now. I see migraines on there. Yep. Okay. Yeah. You also have a lot of smoke. That would give me a headache too. But yes, I notice the headaches when I feel the energy. I mean, I can tell you when weather patterns are coming through easily, but if you're feeling more tired and need to rest more, we heal. Our bodies renew the cells. Our bodies, our spirits we're upgrading, we're aligning with new frequencies, and sleep, we need it. So if you feel like you need to sleep a lot more, don't be discouraged by that. There's lots of different reasons for that. Some of them may be a health issue, but in general, if there's nothing else going on, it could be energetic. You have a heart. Oh, Candace has got the heart going on. You know what? I have felt that a few times too. And I've also, and here's the other thing. I've noticed some very random, unusual physical things that I would feel like in my knee or hip or back or whatever. And I'm like, what in the world is this? I just stopped. This is what I was doing. And I've done it several times. And I suggest trying it. See if it helps you. So I go, okay, I don't know what's going on with you and why I'm having this random whatever. So I ask, I go, what are you trying to tell me? Because your body's an antenna energetically. So I'm working with it energetically. You know, what are you trying to tell me? And I just let it be. I don't, you know, expect the answer immediately. And then I ask Raphael, is there something I need to know to do differently? That's what I do. Raphael's really good for that. And then the suggestions, then I just go about what I'm doing and the information comes in. It's like, oh, you know what? You might want to try doing this differently. You might want to do this. And I do. And as quick as this crazy pain that is insane comes on, it disappears like it never happened. I knew that that was energy that was blocked that needed to move and flush through. That's not always the case if you've got, you know, I'm not trying to replace medicine or anything here. I'm just saying if it's energy related and it goes away after doing that, it was energy. I mean, just it's night and day difference. I mean, something where, I mean, one day I could hardly walk because my back was so locked up and I went, I don't ever get this. What's going on? Worked with that. It went away like nothing. So I worked with the energy and it went away. And it was right around the time where the root chakra was being very activated by some of the energies in the alignments that were going on. This was a couple months ago. So I just want you guys to know that all these unusual things that are happening could be their messages, okay? Not, I'm just giving you an example of how energy can work. You're not, you know, when you work with energy healing, it supports healing. It ignites self-healing. It's not a replacement necessarily when you actually need something else going on, you know, just please know that. But if you're just going, oh, hey, you know, let me pay attention to what my body's trying to tell me here. What the consciousness of these cells is, what is it trying to tell me? What do I need to know? Is there energy blocked here? And if you work with that, it still is helping you regardless of, oh, okay, there's still something I need to go to see, you know, a doctor for. I mean, it's different, but you may or may not. Mine comes and goes a lot. When I was sitting here, for example, when I was sitting here before the show started, I always ask Michael to clear any energies from me to make sure that I'm in alignment. I ask Gabriel to clear my communication so I can get the message out clearly. I asked Raphael, bring those messages through. And whenever I ask Michael to clear energy from me, because I mean, I can pick it up just walking down my dog down the neighborhood and back. I just pick up energy like crazy. So when I come back in here and I need to be focused here to listen clearly for the messages to send to you, I want to clear that slate out and shield it up so I know that I'm hearing divine message. That's important to me. So I'm being clear. But whenever I do that and I have picked something up, I get very, very hot, very hot. Not a hot flash. It's not that. It's definitely this. It just, whenever Michael comes through, it's a heat. I always feel a heat. Whenever I do energy healing, it's a heat. When I had an office and I did energy healing, it would get very, very warm just working on someone. Depending on what they had going on, it would get very, very warm because that energy, it was burning it off. It was transmuting it. So I'm just sharing how it works for me. You may find that it's very different for you. Let's see what else we have. We have What do we have here? We've got headaches, tooth infection. Ouch. Quite a few people have teeth problems right now. You know what? I saw that. I saw where teeth were breaking. There's like this. And you know, they were attributing that to the stress. And sometimes when you're stressed, the energy of stress and tension, when you're biting your tongue, you're grinding and you're clenching. I don't know if it was even saying all that, but I know that energetically, that clenching, grinding is a frustration, a tension. It's a way to try to get rid of energy with teeth. Candace, usually loud ringing. Oh, okay. Yeah, can be really annoying. I'm trying to listen, but I guess I'm not getting it. You know what? In that case, Candace, stop trying to listen. Just go about your day. It's like, yeah, I hear it. But sometimes when we try to listen, we don't realize we're doing it. It happens to me too. She's like, okay, I'm going to try to listen. It doesn't work that way because now we're trying to listen with a physical ear. It's a spiritual ear to hear the messages. So that works more with the subconscious, and it works better if you just put the intention out there. Hey, you know, I don't know what this is about, but I'm willing to learn and, you know, see what I need to do, or what do I need to understand? And then it's like, forget about it and go about your day. Then it will come in randomly when you're just not even thinking about it. That's how it'll come in a lot easier. And you'll know it. I know when it comes in, because I could be doing something completely different, not thinking about the topic, and a random message will come through about something I asked about that morning. And I know it because it's that specific to it. And I went, of course, that's it right there. That's how mine works really well. And everybody can do that. Everybody can do that. It works easier that way. If you don't try to listen, because now we're trying to do it. Same thing with clairvoyance and seeing your second sight. If we try to see it, we're trying to see it with our physical eyes. It's a spiritual sight. It works different. It doesn't work by the rules of this world. Remember, everything's different. Yeah, it's different. So, everybody's got achy teeth. You know what? Sometimes it could be up into the jaw too. You guys feeling the jaw? You know, do the stretching. It's called lion face in yoga. It's like stretching it out to just open that out, because it could be that that's just how you're expressing and relieving tension energy or stress energy. And you don't realize a lot of times that happens in your sleep. We just, because the subconscious, like, okay, I've got to process all this. We got to get rid of this. Because here we are. We're looking at September, and it's like, okay, we need to be patient. But then we've got like, oh, no, right? Well, you're looking for ways to move the energy through, not hold it. When it's energy healing, and Raphael can help you with that. How can I release energy I don't need to keep? Ask that question to him. Ask him, how can I move this energy? If you're a healer or an empath or any kind of light worker, you may feel that, wow, I really absorb energy. I feel like that. I have to really make a point to clear on a daily basis, because I naturally just absorb. Some people do. Not everybody does it like that. But I also make sure that, okay, that's mine. That's not mine. That's something I need to know. Let it process through. You don't keep it. Some of the times, it's just something that needs to process through, transmute it. I always say, okay, releasing it all with love to put it out there better than I received it. And that works pretty well. So I want to put that out there. And I want to say thank you. Oh, Renee. Hi, Renee. Missed your show. I haven't watched in a while. And you are so totally right about the energy. Oh, thank you. It's good to see you too. So everyone, whatever you might have, Raphael can help. You may feel something physically, but it actually has something to do with energy. It may be something physically you need to attend to, but look at the message in there. Look at what the energy healing can help regardless. You're not taking something toxic. It won't hurt. It won't do anything but help. Energy is energy. You can move it. And if you're overwhelmed, remember, ask Michael to clear that part out, then ask Raphael to come in with, what could I do differently or better to heal this situation or this this problem or whatever it is you have going on. It might be that you're asking Raphael, how can I let this go? How I'm having trouble when I call Michael. I've had this happen before too. I'm having trouble when I call Michael and to take something or to release it because I can't seem to let go of it. Sometimes working with Raphael first helps you find a way to release and let go and then work with Michael so you can work it in reverse too. I hope that makes sense. It does to me. I've done this before. I've worked with it quite a bit. I hope that you find that September is a month of illumination. September is the month where we're going to get it all out on the table and work it out, sort it out. All the good stuff, yep, all the not so good stuff. You're going to see things you like and don't like, but we all need to be present. We need to be present. We need to be here. When you get that sorted out, you'll be ready to work through the fall months. And I will be here. We will go through each month as we're coming up on it. I do want to mention that I will not be here next week. Now, not be here next week. Won't have any power in the house. There's a big repair going on. So I won't be here for a live show next week. So I will be back live in 2 weeks. And I just want everyone to take a deep breath and know that your breath is very powerful and very healing and can keep you in the game, can calm your energy, and can help you release and let go. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of the Jen Royster Show. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I will see you next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.